Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Amy Hanlon is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Amy Hanlon, legislator Amy Hanlon, political leader Amy Hanlon is with us. Amy is a new friend, and she is the deputy minority leader of the New Jersey General Assembly. And that makes her a leader in the political world there in the great state of New Jersey. She's an associate professor of marketing at Monmouth University. She has a Ph.D. in business from New York University. And now she's the newest member of our Brain Trust. Amy Hanlon, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Also, folks, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, she's the author of Be Your Own Lobbyist, which I, you know, when I saw that book, I said, we got to talk to this lady because I want to hear what she has to say. Amy, when I started doing my show, I started telling my audience way back in 97, and ever since, I've been saying, if you're a small business owner and you don't get involved at least indirectly, if not directly, in the political process, the political debate, that especially things that affect the marketplace, then you're allowing your elected representatives to be able to presume that whatever they do, they can do, and you don't care. What do you think about that, Amy?
You're so right. And, you know, the truth is that all businesses of all sizes are powerfully affected by government. But small businesses are far more vulnerable than the big corporations, especially to the actions of officials in their own backyards that they don't always think about. You know, if you're a large company, the size of your operations will dilute the impact of, say, a county sales tax or a town building restriction.
Right.
But many small firms are one city ordinance away from closing their doors. You know, a single change in the zoning code can devalue
or the sign ordinance or something like that.
That's exactly right. So for big corporations, knowing how to influence state and local government is a smart management strategy. But for small businesses, it's a survival skill.
When I go around places and I see road construction, I've seen places, Amy, where road construction, the local officials allowed the roads to be torn up through a retail district or a retail area for maybe a year or two. And I've literally, as you drive by there, you literally see those small businesses that are along that way eventually just locking up their doors and going out of business. And though, you know, folks, that isn't just a lost business. When you lose a small business, a family takes it right. I mean, it's like shooting them in the heart. I mean, the financial and the emotional turmoil that a family goes through when they lose a small business is enormous.
Yeah, and you know, small businesses are the engine of the economy and of economic growth, and they're the ones that are going to pull us out of this recession. And yet, what we know, Jim, and also what research tells us, is that most small business people never even try to lobby government.
Right.
Now, there's reasons for that. You know, some are intimidated by the trappings of power, the big offices, the gold domes, the fancy titles. But others simply
How about this, Amy? You can't fight City Hall. How many times? I mean, that's burned into most people's brains more than I can fight City Hall.
That's right. They don't believe that their advocacy can really make a difference. And unfortunately, that is a self-fulfilling prophecy. You will always fail if you don't even try.
And it's wrong.
Now, you know, what is true is that lobbying is like any business skill. It's not going to work if you do it in a sloppy, slapdash kind of a way. And that's why I wrote the book, to teach people how to do lobbying strategically.
Well, and you can't be a lobbyist if you're emotional.
That's for sure.
And the thing is, and this is why big companies are so successful at lobbying, because they hire people who are dispassionate, who are not, you know, who are 2 or 3 degrees of separation away from the top of the company, you know, from the leaders of the company, and they just write them a check and they go and they do their job. They're professionals.
That's exactly right.
But see, this is something, Amy, that I want to talk about, the difference. I want you to help us with this. Help us with the difference between what I call direct and indirect. Direct is what you talk about in your book to a large degree, and that is how to be your own lobbyist. And that's where you actually take the time yourself to educate yourself on the issues, to go down and knock on the city hall and say, hey, I'm Jim, I'm Amy, I'd like to talk to you about this issue, I'm concerned about it. And the other one is where you align yourself with an organization like your Chamber of Commerce, your state or national a trade group or whatever, and you write them a check and say, here, this is what I want, this is what I'd like to have happen, and I want to support you if you work on that. What do you think?
I think that most small business people need to do both, and here's why. There are going to be a lot of issues where you can go to your Chamber of Commerce or your trade group, and as you said, you can just write a check and say, here's what I care about, go lobby on my behalf, and that's great, because they are skilled at pulling together the resources to go after officials. At the same time, there's no group, there's no organization that has enough resources to take on every single local,
right,
county, state,
right,
problem that matters to you. So you've got to know how to do it on your own. And
even the Chamber of Commerce, if you have this highway, this road thing that I'm talking about, as much as I love Chambers of Commerce, if it's affecting a 3-block area,
right,
the Chamber of Commerce is not as likely to get involved in that as they are in fighting a sales tax increase or something like that.
That's right. And they can't get involved in, you know, zoning battles in every neighborhood, and they can't get involved in making sure, you know, your street has sufficient lighting, you know, compared to Main Street. They just can't, even if they have the will, they don't have the way. They just don't have the resources.
You know, one time, my only real experience in taking matters in my own hands like this, so to speak, Amy, 20 years ago, when I wanted to put my office in a residential area, it was an area that was moving in that direction, but I was wanting to move down the street a little bit from where the zoning was already set for business, and so I went to the planning director. I told him what I was working on. I said, here's what I'm thinking about. It's just going to be an office. You know, the sign's not going to be big. It's not going to be a lot of people coming and going. It's a professional office. And I'd like for you to help me get this zoning moved down to my area. And he said, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. I'll help you. And we got it done.
That's great.
But I didn't just, you know, I went and talked to them, and I didn't get excited, you know, and I just made sense.
And that's how you have to
hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Dr. Amy Handlin. And we're going to talk about her book, Be Your Own Lobbyist, and how you can do that. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.